celebrating 40 years of music and ideas. 91.3 KBCS Bellevue, Seattle, a listener-supported public service of Bellevue College. You're about to listen to a segment from our program, Music and Ideas, hosted by Sonia Green.
The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, created low-power FM radio service in the year 2000. Low-power FM stations reach a radius of about 3 to 10 miles with up to 100 watts of power. In 2011, the FCC created an opportunity for communities to apply for low-power FM licenses. This is the first and only time LPFM licenses will be offered in urban areas. So since the announcement, thousands of organizations across the country have been lining up to apply, including a number of local organizations. Our guests in the studio today are here to talk a little bit about low power FM and what's happening. Brown Paper Tickets Doer, specializing in public interest media, and also former KBCS marketing director Sabrina Roach is here. Welcome back, Sabrina.
That's development and community engagement.
Excuse
but that's
me.
Okay.
That's right. I
marketing
forgot it was
component.
A different
it's a component.
It was a different title.
That's all right.
Thank you. So always nice to have Sabrina back in the building. And also joining us in the studio is One America organizer, Rawa Habdi. Thanks for coming, Rawa.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And lastly, joining us on the phone from Tacoma is Darren Spencer, who also goes by the name Scooter. He's the director of multimedia at Tacoma's Dash Center for Performing Arts. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Sabrina, I'm going to start with you. You know, you are a doer, as I well know from your experience here with KBCS, but obviously at Brown Paper Tickets, you're doing quite a bit too. So your interest being public interest media, that's where you're focusing. So how did Brown Paper Tickets get involved in helping communities start these low-power FM stations?
Well, sure. Brown Paper Tickets has a not-just-for-profit business model, and it's got a social mission to build stronger communities. So we do that in part with our ticketing and event registration. And we believe that a radio station that is of, by, and for a community is a powerful tool in advancing that goal of community building.
So now, how did you personally get involved? Because I know sure. from your experience here with KBCS that you also have some involvement with low-power FM stations. So talk a little bit about your own personal involvement.
Sure. Well, I started at KBCS in 2005. And in 2006, I went with a group of KBCS folks down to Woodburn, Oregon, where we worked with PICUN, which is Pioneros y Campesinos United in Oeste, and helped them create a radio station. And so that was organized by Prometheus Radio Project. And those are the folks who actually got the legislation passed that President Obama signed into law in 2011, like you said. So I've been volunteering with Prometheus in various ways through local media justice organizing, which Rahul has been a part of as well, over the years. And then in 2011, when I got the job with Brown Paper Tickets, I brought the project to BPT to see what we could do to help. And so we've been doing some things behind the scenes and then some more out in public things with our Make Radio Challenge, which was a national campaign. And then here in Seattle, where about 15 groups in King, Kitsap, and Pierce counties are getting ready to apply.
Very nice. Well, talk about the value of low-power FM radio stations for neighborhoods. Like, what can people expect and what kind of value do they bring?
Well, sure. I think that Rahwa can speak with some very firsthand knowledge of that. And actually, a project she's involved with is one of my favorite ones to talk about. Mm-hmm. Hollow Earth Radio is a local online radio station, and they broadcast from the Central District online. And every Wednesday, they have Central Sounds. And folks sometimes gather there. Sometimes there's like a pot of spaghetti waiting. And folks hang out in the space. Sometimes there's a live show, certainly live interviews. And they, I don't know if I just said this, but they play music that's from the Central District or they talk about Central District issues. So Rahwa's got a Wednesday night show once a month called Rahwa World News. Mm-hmm. And
very
she can
nice.
Say things about
yes.
that.
It's news important to Rahwa as reported by Rahwa. But I always have special guests and other people come. To talk
I like
about
that.
Different issues.
Well, yes. So you can have a lot of fun. It can really add, you know, sort of a glue to a community. You can extend some community conversations on the air, and it's also really good for emergency management issues. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important one.
And can you give me an example of how that's been used in the past, like in terms of emergency management?
Sure. During Katrina, community radio and LPFM were actually very useful in getting very neighborhood-specific information out there. And low-power FM, with this application window, is really good for multilingual broadcasting. So that's a factor as well.
And okay. During more recently, during Hurricane Sandy as well, right? Or Superstorm Sandy.
Yes, Hurricane Sandy, you got mm-hmm. it. Yes, well, Rob, I'm going to come over to you sure. since Sabrina kind of set it up nicely that you do have some firsthand experience with low-power FM. Obviously, you're involved with this online community, but you're also with One America, and you guys are establishing a station as well. But before we get into that, mm-hmm. being that this is the anniversary of September the 11th, mm-hmm. I know One America, which used to be formerly Hate Free Zone, was mm-hmm. established in response to problems with hate crimes after 9/11. Could you talk a little bit about the beginnings of One America and where you guys are now?
Sure. So immediately after September 11th, 2001, obviously the entire country and our local communities were going through a lot of turmoil. And part of what immigrants, refugees, Arabs, Muslims, Sikhs, and East Africans were facing were backlash from community members. You know, they're just backlash. Locally, there were lots of attacks on immigrant-owned stores, people that were driving taxi cabs, things like that. And so that came from just fundamental, you know, all the just feelings that people were feeling, as well as just fundamental misunderstandings of Islam, of immigrants, of, you know, people from certain parts of the world. And so One America was actually established as a campaign, which we didn't know would last this long. Our Pramila was Pramila Jayapal, and she had the idea of this hate-free zone campaign, and she worked with Congressman McDermott and a few other folks to start spreading this message of, you know, this hate-free zone locally and all across the state. That eventually developed into what is now One America, and we still work with immigrants and refugees statewide. We're now the largest immigrant advocacy organization in Washington State, and we organize with local communities, like I said, all over the state around, you know, with the mission to build power in immigrant communities, and that includes political power, community power, and, you know, lots of
right. Well, speaking of power, how mm-hmm. will the low power FM station help you in that mission of, you know, getting that information out there and building that sense of power in these communities?
Sure. So establishing an LPFM for us would help to build upon the work that we're already doing. And I'd like to say, like I said, we're a statewide organization. We're planning to establish a low power FM station in SeaTac, Washington, which is, you know, a little south, about 10 miles south of Seattle. And right now in Eastern Washington, where there already are kind of established multilingual radio stations, we have community members that volunteer at like Radio Cardenas in Yakima. And I know I'm going to KVRS up in Mount Vernon and talk about the different campaigns, registering to vote, you know, getting out the vote, and, you know, immigration reform, which is a huge thing we're working on now. We have community volunteers that go that have accessible radio stations that are able to get on there and talk about these really important issues in both those instances, in English and in Spanish. In South King County and in SeaTac, as we know, there are people that speak lots of different languages. And especially in the last 10 to 15 years, demographics have changed so much in South King County, in like Renton, SeaTac, Tukwila, all those areas. You have people speaking dozens of different languages. And part of the challenge is, like Sabrina said, reaching those folks in, you know, in the case of an emergency, when you have folks that either don't speak English or aren't fluent in English or can't access the web or, you know, mm-hmm. different things. It's really important to have some way to get information out in the case of an emergency. And also on an everyday basis, you know, the cities that serve cities and different agencies, school districts that serve immigrants and refugees, it's there, you know, it'd be a meaning, low-power FM would be a meaningful way to engage them and engage them in their own languages, as well as giving folks that speak different languages an opportunity to create content and, you know, air content in their own languages, whether that be news and information or whether it be music and, you know, cultural programming. So really a way for folks to learn about radio and how to create content, and a way for people that want to get information out to immigrant communities, get it out to them. And we, of course, as One America, it just helps to build upon the work we're already doing in SeaTac around, you know, just like the different political work that we do, different educational programming, youth training, and, you know, all the different things that we're already doing now. Out there, it'd just be a way for us to amplify it and give people another skill set and be a resource to the community.
It sounds like there's a lot of different programming opportunities there, you know, especially when you start talking about all the different languages and the different ways that programmers can come in and do different programs in their own language or, you know, the access, you know, emergency broadcast. That's great. Well, I'm going to bring Scooter into the conversation.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for being on the phone, rather. So what's the mission for Dash Center for Performing Arts as it relates to low-power FM?
Well, the mission is simple. We have a music program. The Dash Center is a performing arts center that teaches all forms and fashions of the arts, from dance to ballet, acting, singing, music, production, you name it, we have it. So we've been running a music program for about the last 6 years. So we have a class that I created called The Art of Hip Hop, which teaches the culture and history of hip hop. You have a lot of youth out there, a lot of talent that actually is in Tacoma that doesn't get a chance to actually showcase their talent or even get a chance to, you know, be seen. So people don't know that it exists. So one of the missions is that these kids will have an opportunity to showcase their music. But not only that, they get to learn the other side of radio. I have 6 years of radio experience myself, being a producer of a former producer of a show called The Street Beat with Tony B. And so I want to give the kids that experience. I want them to learn how to work behind the scenes, how to talk on air, how to understand what old radio used to be. You know, radio used to be about community, and we have to bring that back. It used to be a time where you listened to radio and they told you what was going on and where to go, and you don't have that anymore. I mean, if you think back, if you remember a movie called Do the Right Thing, in the movie there's a guy, and he's Samuel Jackson. He's sitting behind the screen, but he's right there in the neighborhood. You know, we got to bring that back, and that's kind of our mission, to bring back the old togetherness of the neighborhood and reaching out to the youth and the community, you know, kind of giving that each one teach one feel.
So what kind of programming do you see being broadcast on the radio station that Dash will operate?
Well, we have such a wide range of things that we do. I could see all of that coming in the program, from a youth-ran program, you know, so maybe one being the voice of the youth, a teenager being able to come on and talk to other teenagers about what they're doing, about the community, is definitely one thing we want to do. We definitely want to start showcasing local artists. One of the biggest issues that I want to tackle myself is that you never hear about Tacoma in the news unless it's in the negative eye. And I'm tired of that. I mean, you don't even know, if you're leaving Fort Lewis and you're driving to Seattle, you don't know what the traffic is from Fort Lewis to the Tacoma Dome. Mm-hmm. You won't know. You're just driving blind. You don't, on the news, it doesn't pick up until Federal Way. Then from Federal Way, you know what's happening from Federal Way to Seattle. You know, we don't showcase Tacoma enough, and we don't showcase it enough in a positive light. So that's kind of where I think we want to go with it, so you can see what's going on in Tacoma, know that we exist, know that it's a community here, and there's a lot that's going on, and people should come down and check us out.
Well, Scooter, you bring up an interesting aspect of media, because, you know, it is about the influence of media, right, and the images and how, you know, media talks about things, whether positive or negative. So how do you see Dash contributing to this conversation, you know, these media images and portrayals? How do you see Dash using low-power FM to maybe influence, impact, and or change that?
I think our impact as the Dash Center will be really, really strong, and if I can be... No, I like to say to my kids, let me keep it funky. So if I can keep it funky with you for a minute.
We just had the
whole thing happen out there in Florida, you know, and, you know, with the man in the hood and all these different things, Zimmerman and all that different stuff. And a lot of kids felt a certain way about it, but there was a lot of negative feeling. And then there was also kids who just didn't know. If we had a low-power FM station out here where kids could actually speak how they felt and talk about that, that would be a gateway for the community, for the police, for everyone to kind of come in and talk. It would be an open forum, but the youth would be able to lead that. And that's what you need. You need to have these kids voices be heard so they can get out and speak. So that's just one way that we would attack it. Another way is just getting out and talking about our community. It's not a negative thing. It's, you know, we look at our young kids today and we kind of look at them negatively. And I want to strip that away. I want to take that away. We have positive kids that are doing things in the community. This is going to be an opportunity for them to showcase that, show it, and reach out to kids that might not necessarily even hear them. You know what I mean? So now Tacoma, a kid in Tacoma is actually reaching maybe, you know, of course it's low power, but let's just say we had the good signal that reached Seattle. Then here I am reaching another child in another city if it got to that level. But again, just reaching out and showing that we have a voice and we have something to say and that our youth are here and we need to recognize that, I think is one of the biggest things we're really trying to show and let that be one of our impacts.
We're talking about low-power FM stations and the ability to be able to bring those to the Washington State, to the Seattle metro area, talking with Darren Spencer, also known as Scooter. He's the director of multimedia at Tacoma's Dash Center for Performing Arts. I'm going to bring One America organizer, Rawa, back into the conversation. You know, Scooter touched on a lot of different ways that he hopes to positively impact media with low-power FM. What are some of the ways that you're hoping One America can do that?
Sure. I mean, one of the ways that we're going to do it is we'll be doing multilingual programming. So right off the bat, we know that we as One America have the capacity to do news and information in English, in Somali, and in Spanish. And then by providing trainings to other folks in the community that speak other languages, helping to produce content in a variety of different languages, right? And in that way, we envision giving folks that have otherwise not had a voice in the SeaTac, kind of South King County area, a voice, right? They'll be able to tell their stories and they'll be able to, you know, and the radio station is going to be a way that they can amplify the stories and the experiences and the news and the information that's important to them. And hopefully in that way, again, you'll be folks will be more engaged. There'll be more avenues of engagement, not only for immigrants and refugees, but folks in the area that are not, don't come from immigrant and refugee backgrounds, but have never kind of heard those stories and experiences before. Mm-hmm. They'll get to hear the stories of their neighbors and, you know, their folks that they work with and people that they go to school with that they really, because of a language barrier or for whatever reason, that they really haven't had the chance to hear about before.
Sabrina, you're doing a lot of head nodding, which I love.
And so I have to allow you to kind of add your perspective in here as well. But I also wanted to, once you do that, follow it up with having you talk a little bit about the financial situation. Like how do these low power FM stations sustain themselves? And I know you've been working with them for a long time, so I'm hoping that you can bring some expertise to that financial piece of the puzzle as well.
Well, to get off the ground, it's going to cost anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000. To work with an engineer for the free application will cost maybe $3,000, something in that ballpark. So there are definite costs associated with this, but it's a lot less expensive than full power radio. And I think it's doable. We've been able to research roughly $9 million in public agency funding for LPFM, or that LPFM applicants are eligible in just the Seattle area. We've got a lot of great stuff with the city of Seattle. You've got your Office of Arts and Culture, Department of Information Technology, especially their community technology program. That program has already provided a significant grant to one of the applicants in town. You've got your Department of Neighborhoods providing matching grants. And these groups, because they're so serving neighborhoods, can do that. Sustaining these organizations, yes, it'll be somewhat of a challenge, but community radio and low power FM is great for volunteers. Mm-hmm. Hollow Earth Radio has 50 to 100 volunteers in any given month making it run. No one gets paid there. They do a month worth of concerts to raise money, and they pay for their storefront space. And it's doable. And you and I know,
oh, yes,
that doing community radio takes definitely volunteers plus some staffing to guide the whole process. So that's going to be a good question. These stations won't have the same reach as a KBCS or a KUOW. Mm-hmm. But it is exciting to me that they'll be having some opportunities to try out some new ways to raise revenue. Mm-hmm. Crowdfunding is actually a viable thing for certain projects. And they'll be able to sell underwriting or air underwriting announcements. But again, their reach will not be that far. But, you know, who knows? Maybe there's a network of these independent LPFMs that can do group.
Right, come together
right.
and do some group things and have some collaboration.
And, you know, certainly with content.
Yes. Well, I know, Rawa, I know you want to add something, and I definitely want to get you in there to add it. And then I kind of want to just go around, and I'll start with Scooter on the phone after you, Rawa, just since he's on the phone. But I wanted to at least give you all one last opportunity to talk about, you know, what low-power FM stations can do, how they're going to be able to differentiate themselves from commercial media. What can they deliver that commercial media cannot? But Rawa, I want you to go ahead and add what comment you were going to add on to Sabrina.
Oh, sure. In terms of sustainability, I just wanted to say that we really appreciate the work that Sabrina and Brown Paper Tickets have done. They've done a phenomenal job of, like, even with the idea that we want, you know, 100% to do an LPFM, because this is an opportunity that hasn't come around and we haven't had the opportunity as community organizations that aren't media organizations to know even the basics of how to get those resources, where to go for those resources, and, you know, what the process of applying is. The FCC website is a little bit cumbersome, and so I think through Brown Paper Tickets, they've been able to create a cohort of Northwest applicants and just folks that might not necessarily be applying but are interested in the opportunity, like Seattle's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs, that when people, whoever gets the license, they want to be able to, you know, provide content and support to the stations. And so just creating that cohort has been great, because nobody's kind of alone in their corner trying to figure it out. We're able to meet at least on a monthly basis to talk about, okay, what are you doing? What funding? And Sabrina's been pretty good about bringing in all the, you know, like all the different funding information and connecting people to the city of Seattle's information technology. So having that quarter has been great in terms of getting information for applicants.
Okay. Scooter, so I'm kind of running short on time, so I do want to give everybody one last opportunity. So how will you differentiate your low-power FM station from commercial media? What will you deliver that commercial media cannot?
We'll be bringing in community. That's what it is. We'll be bringing in community, giving you more of people that you know, giving music that you understand, and with music from people that you know. You know, definitely just keeping it more in the community. You'll be able to hear your neighbor's kid or your neighbor's neighbor on the radio and your neighbor's, you know, son's music. You know, bringing it back to what it used to be. That's definitely what we're shooting for, is to bring back that community and giving back that good feel vibe.
Thank you so much, Darren Spencer, also known as Scooter, Director of Multimedia at Tacoma's DAS Center for Performing Arts. Rawa, you want to add anything to that?
I think that was very well said. We're putting the power, you know, back into the community's hand and back into the people's hands, and they're going to be able to do whatever they want with it.
One America organizer, Rawa Habti, and lastly, Sabrina Roach, Brown Paper Tickets doer specializing in public interest media.
Yeah, I strongly feel that the low barriers to participation with Low Power FM will nurture talent, will help with content innovation, and you know, deadlines. There's nothing like a deadline to make a creative person generative, and there's nothing like a live radio broadcast to make that all happen. And there's also really special things that happen when you think no one is listening, quote unquote. Some pretty great work can happen in that space.
Well, I know you do pretty great work, Sabrina. So thank you again. Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you,
Rawa.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank
Scooter
you.
Being on the phone, talking with us about this Low Power FM. We'll continue to see how everything develops and hopefully look forward to hearing you in the neighborhoods very soon. We have some resources on our website at kbcs.fm to find out a little bit more about Low Power FM and Brown Paper Tickets and how you can find out more information. You're tuned to 91.